Gorbachev tried in vain to persuade Yeltsin and the other Soviet Republic presidents to keep the old Soviet infrastructure together. The Muslim republics of Central Asia, in particular, wanted to stay in the Soviet Union. The communists had forced these republics for decades to grow nothing but cotton, and these republics knew they were economically unprepared for independence. Even those republics which couldn't wait to get out of the Soviet Union were far less prepared for independence than they believed. However haplessly it was put together, however poorly it worked, the Soviet Union could not just vanish into thin air without serious consequences. Still, on December 8, 1991, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics was officially replaced by the Commonwealth of Independent States. Ironically, the breakaway Soviet republics were exercising a right that Vladimir Lenin, of all people, had insisted upon when the Soviet Union was formed. On Christmas Day, 1991, the hammer and sickle flag was taken down from over the Kremlin and replaced with the Russian Federation's tricolor. The Soviet Union, once thought to be immortal, had lasted a mere 74 years.